Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi, my name is Ana Carolina and I take the biology course.
When the pandemic arrived in Brazil, we were in our own chaos. Our president had already discredited the science and the institutions, and it contributed to what came next. We could talk about a lot of issues related to the pandemic, and maybe some good examples. But today we will talk about the education during the COVID-19 pandemic in Brazil. With the schools closed, we spent about 2 months studying how to restart classes. We were not worried about learning. We were worried about how much we would expend paying teachers and professors without working. Then, we started improvised distance learning, and every public school or public university chose the best way to do it. The education ministry implemented classes on TV with other teachers hired to record classes, and then kids and parents could watch or not. The school teachers were lost and tired. They are still trying to harmless the students while they were learning how to deal with sites, Google, or Windows platforms and computers in general. Schools made available some materials for the families to get caught. Then students that don't have any computer or cell phones could follow the lessons. Besides, teachers recorded classes and talked with their students by WhatsApp. Parents were crazy about their children's activities when they need to work. Some kids went to school to eat, and now their parents need to feed them. In the public universities, the professors also learned how to deal with some new technologies, and the institutions gave cell phone chips to vulnerable students. In general, all education professionals worked twice as hard, while we were watching a country dealing as worse as possible with the pandemic. Now, we see parents asking teachers to fail their children. Young people worried about the exams to apply in universities or about their research, but the most in public school. That's because in private schools, the government favorites, they had enough money to give complete resources to their teachers and students. And private universities already had classes in distance learning, so we helped a lot the face-to-face teachers. In conclusion, during the pandemic, we experienced situations that already were in the way of the current scenario of our country, but all much more pronounced, such as public institutions increasingly scrapped and the call for their privatization of education increasingly present. All this contributes to increasing social inequality, and I sincerely hope it has contributed to us to see how the public education system is important to decrease the social inequality and how the teachers are extremely important to make a country work. That's all. If you can, stay home. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODBILSI, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.